Zimbabwe is in meltdown. Inflation is soaring at close to 1,700%, and there's 80% unemployment. Recently, President Robert Mugabe orchestrated a brutal crackdown on his political opponents, which led to more voices joining the chorus, calling him to step down. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports from Harare, Zimbabwe's capital.
We just do our observations.
Air ambulance medics conducted last-minute health checks at Avenue's clinic here in Harare yesterday as they prepared to evacuate two injured Zimbabwean opposition activists. Sekai Holland and Grace Quinje were heading for treatment in neighboring South Africa. The women were just two of the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change supporters hospitalized after being arrested by police on March 11. They allege vicious beatings in custody once the police broke up what was meant to be a peaceful prayer meeting.
We were tortured over a period of 6 hours. We were denied medical treatment. I've got a broken hand, a broken leg, and 3 broken ribs, and my body is covered in 81 lashes. We counted them.
Lying in her hospital bed, the 64-year-old grandmother, Sekai Holland, said she won't rest until Zimbabwe is free.
We are trying to make Zimbabwe a country where there is justice. In a place where there is justice, there is peace. Where there is peace, there is development. That's what we are trying to get in Zimbabwe.
Outside the clinic, the political tension in Zimbabwe is palpable. The country's 83-year-old president, Robert Mugabe, is the main topic of discussion. He accused his political opponents of inciting the violence, and he defended the police action, saying it was provoked by the opposition.
The police in defense of themselves. The police have the right, and the right to bash them. They will get arrested and get bashed by the police. A.
The international outcry was swift and unequivocal, condemning the opposition crackdown. President Mugabe's critics blame him for the collapse of the agriculture-based economy here in Zimbabwe and accuse him of political repression and of trying to silence his critics. The American ambassador here, Christopher Dell, reckons this country could be heading for a major political upheaval.
For the first time, the people are standing up to the forces here, the police forces, and not backing down. So I think it marks a decided turning point. Whether we've actually reached the tipping point, that remains to be seen.
Such comments infuriate President Mugabe. He has accused hostile Western governments of backing the opposition and meddling in Zimbabwe's domestic affairs. He told them to go hang. And Mugabe instructed his foreign minister to issue a warning to foreign diplomats here in Harare last week.
We shall be telling the ambassadors, these devilish characters who are here, that those who would want to represent their countries here must behave properly. Or else we kick them out of our country.
Britain is lobbying for Zimbabwe to be put on the UN Security Council schedule. But Dumisani Khumalo, South Africa's UN ambassador and the current Security Council president, says no. South Africa is often criticized for using quiet diplomacy and a softly approach when dealing with Zimbabwe.
We are neighbors and we care deeply about what's happening there. We are very sad about the violence and the situation that has been there, but we are trying to assist the people of Zimbabwe. So we can't be dictated to by people who sit safely 10,000 miles away. They can speak as much as they like, but it's nice and safe if you're sitting in New York or London or Paris or Washington.
The Catholic Archbishop of Bulawayo, Pius Ncube, an outspoken critic of the president, says it's time for action in Zimbabwe. Ncube urged his compatriots to take to the streets to protest against human rights abuses and state-sponsored violence.
The time is now. We have to stand up now against these people. We must just stand up to this government. People are angry enough now. We are not their property. We are not going to be held to ransom. And we must be ready to stand even in front of blazing guns.
Let's pray. Dear God in heaven, the nation of Zimbabwe is your creation, and we say, Lord, hear the cry of your people in Zimbabwe.
Archbishop Ncube's news conference yesterday ended with a fervent prayer of hope for Zimbabwe. Ofebia Kwistalton, NPR News, Harare.
In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen.